Paragraph 2 reads, Mount St. Helens is the youngest member of the Pacific Northwest's Cascade Mountain Range. It formed relatively recently, within the last 40,000 years, when the Juan de Fuca tectonic plate subducted underneath the North American plate. The summit cone of the volcano pre-eruption only began rising around 2,200 years ago. It was the fifth highest peak in Washington, standing high at 2,950 meters, and drawing attention for its natural beauty due to the perennial ice and snow topping it.
So this is the youngest member of the Pacific Northwest's Cascade Mountain Range, which is just a big mountain range in the Pacific Northwest. A range is just a string of mountains or a chain of mountains located close to each other and part of the same geological phenomena. So it formed relatively recently, within the last 400,000 years, so it makes it a pretty young mountain. What happened was this tectonic plate subducted underneath the North American plate. So tectonic plates are these big giant pieces of rock that the Earth's crust are actually made of. And when these plates move, that's when we get things like earthquakes and volcanoes. So it's subducted underneath, in other words, it kind of sank underneath the North American plate or slid underneath it. And of course, this created a lot of disturbance on the surface. And so this disturbance resulted in basically the formation of mountains.
And so, like we said, this was relatively recently in terms of geology, 40,000 years ago. And so, in fact, it's kind of so recent that the summit cone, so kind of the top cone, the very top of the mountain of the volcano, before it erupted, only started rising around 2,200 years ago. So there has still been a lot of very recent geological activity in regards to Mount St. Helens. Like, it really has still been forming up until relatively recently. And when we talk about geology, you know, it's in terms of hundreds of thousands of years. So the fact that it was still kind of forming as recently as 2,200 years ago is, you know, it was a pretty new volcano. And so until it erupted, it was the fifth highest peak in Washington. So the peak is the pointed top of a mountain. And so obviously after the eruption, it wasn't as tall because a lot of it just fell off. And so it was 2,950 meters tall, and it was known for its natural beauty because of this perennial ice and snow topping it. So perennial is just continually occurring. So it was always had snow on it. It always kind of looked like this classic, beautiful, snowy mountain.